Okay, so this is my 26th entry. I say this, I've said this like the last couple of weeks, but literally my brain is fried. I'm so tired. I'm so burnt out. Oh my gosh. I had such a long day yesterday and I had an even longer day today. I mean, I was productive, so I'm glad about that. Like I had my class and then went to the gym and then got ready, did an interview for one of my ENGs and then went downtown to film two stand-ups for two different ENGs. Came all the way back in like rush hour traffic, which is like horrible driving, but it's okay. And I had like dinner there downtown and stuff, and then came back here, did my radio wrap for my audio class, and now I'm doing this. So honestly, good for me, even though my brain is like non-existent. I'm just a mess. I'm like not a mess because I'm getting things done, but I am a mess because if you talk to me and try to have a real conversation with me right now, I could not probably do it. whatever, it's okay. There's only like Thursday and Friday, that are still kind of my hectic days, and I say that now and watch me have more hectic days after that for like the next week or so, but they're my most hectic days just because things are due. So many things are due. Tomorrow I have two classes, which is like my long day. So it's just a mix of that and like things being due and all that. And then Friday I have no classes, but I have a lot of stuff to edit. So yeah, it's okay. We got this. But yeah, I'm at my 26th entry, which means there's only four more after this, which is pretty like wild to think that I almost done. Kind of good and bittersweet because I've been enjoying doing these, even though, it's like I've gotten more comfortable with the audio and I wanted to do more video, even though I didn't do more video. I kind of regret that. But it's okay. I did what I could in the moment. I think we might do some video tomorrow, which is good. So anyways, today I want to talk about somebody just because I was like surprised by this. So I was going on Facebook for like 2 seconds. I like pretty much don't use Facebook, but I went on it for 2 seconds. I saw a post from the National Post, and they posted about the last of the Romanovs. Something like this woman lived in, and she lived in Toronto until she died, da da da. And I was like, what? Like for a second, it took me a second to process. I was like, are they trying to say that like Anastasia was alive secretly in Toronto and like passed away? And I was like so confused. And then I realized it wasn't Anastasia that they were talking about. And weirdly enough, literally last week, the day that I went to, or was it last week? 2 weeks ago, I guess. Whatever. The day that I went to African Lion Safari, I also watched Anastasia, like the Disney movie. And I love history, obviously. I'm very. I have already, watched tons of documentaries on the Romanovs and stuff. I'm not super, like I'm not like the like a master, an expert by any means of Imperial Russia and that the downfall of it and everything like that. But like, I do find it quite interesting, especially because just the time period. It was just an interesting time period. But anyways, so it turns out it's actually a woman that they're talking about on the National Post called Olga, Grand Duchess Olga Alexandrovna, and she was born in Russia in 1882 on June 13th, and so she was born like in the palace, like in St. Petersburg. She was part of the Russian Empire. She's the sister, the younger sister of Nicholas II, Emperor Nicholas II. So the emperor that was killed, the emperor and his daughters were Anastasia and her sisters. Does that make sense? Wait. So Anastasia was her brother's daughter. So she is Anastasia's aunt. And yeah, so I guess she survived the latest out of all of the her family, her royal family. She's like re blood related to like so many royal families because you know how royal families like intermarry. Over the years and years, it's like, oh, like I'll marry the king of Greece and I'll marry the queen of Spain and whatever, all that. That's kind of, obviously what had happened in her history as well. So she was blood related to so many royals, which is just like such a crazy thing to think about how that's like your ancestry, but it's kind of cool, obviously. So she was pretty, she was younger. And so she, in 1901, She married a man named Duke Peter Alexandrovich of Oldenburg. He was believed to be gay, and nobody really like people said it, people thought it, but it was never really revealed, just because obviously at the time, that time period, people didn't talk openly about these things. But the whole point of me saying his sexuality in the first place is really because they didn't have a connection. Like, she was not in love with him. She married him just because of whatever. And I think she had like a diary of some sort. And people knew that. So she had actually fallen in love with somebody else later on. And like she was eventually separated from him. Their marriage was annulled by the emperor in 1916. So they were married for like 15 years, which is quite a while. But she actually requested a divorce just because she felt not connected to him, and like to the point where their marriage 15 years was unconsummated, which is wild to think of. So she just had this time period of her life where you know, she was married to this man, and then after that she married a cavalry officer, Nikolai Kulikovsky, and she had fallen in love with, that's the man she had fallen in love with like years before. And during the First World War, she served as an army nurse and was awarded like a medal for her works. And the Russian Revolution happened in 1917. So this is just a year after she actually had the divorce or the annulment, and she married her new husband. And the Romanovs just kind of fell from there. She actually fled with her husband and her children. So she had, how many kids did she have? I didn't even look at that. I guess I'll look at that after. But she had some children, and they went to Crimea, and they lived there under the threat of assassination. And that's when, you know, in Russia, her brother and his kids were shot, including Anastasia, who's from the movie. So, she escaped Russia, and you know, they joined her mother, the Dowager Empress, in Denmark. So the Dowager Empress is actually Anastasia's grandmother in the movie, and she's lives in Paris, and the whole movie is based on Anastasia trying to find her grandma. Again, it's Disney, so obviously this is not even accurate at all, like historically, but it's fun. So yeah, anyways, can you tell that my brain is fried? So yeah, so she actually, there's a lot of like Romanov imposters, like a lot of people claim to be, you know, Anastasia that had escaped, etc., etc. There was a woman named Anna Anderson. She was a best known imposter, and she met her in 1925. And after the Dowager died, Empress died in 1928, Olga and her husband actually went and moved to a dairy farm in Copenhagen or near Copenhagen. And she raised her sons. She had two sons. She led a simple life. She farmed and she painted. So she actually painted her whole life. She was very into art. And she apparently painted like 2,000 pieces of art over her entire life. And she, you know, this kind of helped her actually gain some income for her family and some charities as well. So she felt, because she lived in Copenhagen, and she was also apparently helping people who were suffering in World War II, she was a target, because there was, Russia's close to Denmark, so Joseph Stalin was, you know, the guy at the time in Russia, and she was just kind of a target, pretty much, because obviously Stalin's trying to, like, erase the idea of Imperial Russia and wants to promote the Soviet Union. So she escaped in 1948, and so she went to, guess where, Campbellville, Ontario, which to me is just kind of wild to think. Like, it's not even like she went to, like, I don't even know, like, the States. Like, why didn't she go to America? Like, you would think that would be the logical thing. You know, she'd go to New York or, like, even, like, Florida or, I don't even know. There's so many, but California, like, there's so many pretty famous places that she could, cool places she could go to. Australia, like England. I have no idea. I mean, I guess England post-war, maybe not. But yeah, it's just like she went to Ontario, but also Campbellville, which is like the most random thing ever. But she went to a farm, which is like she was living in a farm, having the farm life in near Copenhagen, and now she's also moving back to a farm in Campbellville, so maybe that's kind of the connection there. She's just really into farms. She's obviously getting older during this time. They eventually moved to Cooksville, Ontario, and her husband actually died in 1958. And then 2 years after, she was just like, her health was deteriorating. She actually went and moved to a small apartment in East Toronto with her, some of her friends. And that's where she died, and she was 78 years old. And this was in 1960. So she was known as the last Grand Duchess of Imperial Russia. And she died in Toronto in the 60s. And yeah, like that's pretty much her story. There's not really, like, usually I try to connect stories that I have learned with our world now. I mean, the only real connection here is Toronto, but that's like a huge connection. I mean, I actually don't go, I live in Mississauga. I don't go downtown that often. If I do, it's for like a project or maybe like for work stuff. I went to Ryerson, so I actually went to school there as well downtown. I interned downtown. I did work downtown for a bit, like, you know, on a few times in the week here and there. So I have been downtown a lot of my life, but nowadays I don't really go, especially because of COVID. If I do go, it's for going out with my friends or, yeah, some kind of small project for like a day or something like that. So today, out of all days, you know, I end up learning about this thing and I end up going downtown Toronto. And it was a lot of fun because I went to one location to do my stand up, which was like, it's a stand up about a secret raves. So I had to go to like the location where the secret raves were held, which is like under literally the DVP, like a sketchy bridge like area. It wasn't as sketchy as I thought. I was a little scared at first, but it was fine. And then I had to do my second stand up. I kind of just did it in one go, and I did it on Richmond Street. So it was like the heart of downtown, like in the financial district area. And both of those are very different places that I went to. And I walked around a lot, with the financial district, and I went to an Argentinian restaurant called Lena. I've always wanted to try it. It was amazing food and it was beautiful there. Like, it was such a nice place. I literally had lunch by myself or dinner by myself there. But yeah, like, just, I really felt like I was appreciating the city. I was walking, I was looking, and it was a beautiful day too. And I was just like enjoying it. And I guess just like, sometimes I just forget the importance of Toronto. It sounds weird, but like, I love Canada. I love Toronto, and I had lived in France. I traveled a lot of my life. So I feel like I know I want to live here, or I like love living here. When I was younger, I was like, I hate this place and I want to leave. Once I did leave, I came back. I realized how amazing it was. But sometimes you forget, like you forget not only the privilege you have in your life in general, but you also forget how incredible the city that we have is. And like, just the people are so nice. There's some really cool places out there. There's really cool history as well. And I mean, I've said this before again, I always repeat myself in these entries, but I guess as I'm doing them, I'm realizing what topics I really like to talk about or where my mind kind of goes back to. But yeah, like Canada has amazing history that we don't talk about that much, or it's just not that known, I guess. Like, it's just weird, cool facts, or, you know, stuff that is just like, yeah, it's just like swept under the rug and nobody cares. And whenever I learn some snippets and things like this about this Grand Duchess that lived there, it kind of blows my mind, and I'm like, wow, like that is so cool. Like, we really have a rich history. Obviously, she's very much Russian history, but she still connects to Canadian history in a lot of ways as well, now that she made this Canada her home for a long time, and you know, it's where she died as well. So yeah, that's pretty much my story of the day. It's more just like, I guess, admiring the city, admiring its history, as well as learning new things and being always learning is like fun, you know, like that's the cool thing about life is like, you can thinking you know everything is the most ridiculous thing, right? It's knowing that you don't know everything is the best way to live life. So there you go. That's it for the day.